This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The buy one, get one deal is coming to an end New Year's Eve at midnight. Order now at EdenPure.com and use code words Howie BOGO. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We cheer a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I don't know exactly what you do with a president who has lost an election and you have a new person who's been elected to the presidency, and the old president is not wanting to leave. My understanding, or what I would like to do, is I would like to see him marched out of there.
They're not kicking me out.
2020 has been a difficult year. 2020 has been rough. You know, people keep making jokes about 2020, like, we want this thing to be over. But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, Georgia, Columbus, 2020 ain't over until January 5th.
Laugh it up, you punks.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
And I'm going to have a great one. Santa's going to be very good to me. I can tell. I worked hard this year.
I'm going to be sick.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Jingle all the way to... It's my show, Lieutenant Governor.
Nobody's walking out on this fun, old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown, four-alarm holiday emergency here.
Brace yourselves, everyone!
One horse open sleigh!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Howie Carr Show, and a Merry Christmas Eve to Howie Carr Nation. I am so excited to be filling in for Howie. It is truly an honor. I've had the most fun the last few days. I can't believe it's almost over. Jared has been on the board. We have been having a blast, and we have a story that I want to get to in the 6 o'clock hour. I would call this a feel-good story, and I'm not going to give the whole thing away, but Biden is upset that Twitter will not transfer Trump's followers to him. Twitter, and this has never happened before, but I'm on the side of Twitter on this one. I actually think they made the right decision. And Biden is not happy because why shouldn't he get all of those followers? He got all the votes.
Yeah, don't worry. 4:30 a.m. Dominion will give him all of Trump's followers.
I was just thinking the same thing. There will be a pipe burst and suddenly he will have the most followers of any tweeter of all time. But before we get to that story, we will hit that in the 6 o'clock. We have the Trump line.
Joe Biden is going to ban all coal. Well, after he sells all the coal from his stocking.
Yep. I totally agree. Where did he ever fall on coal? He was against it, then he was for it, then he said he was against it at the debate. Maybe he said he'll tell us a few days after he gets elected or something like that.
I can't stay in shopping for Christmas. Everyone's like, all you gotta do is buy some stocking stuffers. Easy for you to say. Y'all seen how big Hillary's stockings are because of them cankles? Oh, boy.
Oh, Bill. At Christmas time, let's be kind to one another, please. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, simply sending our best wishes for a happy and healthy Christmas to all the members of Howie Carr Nation. And may the spirit of the season remain with you throughout 2021. God bless you and God bless America.
Have yourself a COVID-19 Christmas. It is plain to see. Charlie Baker has wrecked the mass economy.
Excellent. And he hit that high note. The best songs come from truth.
shame on all those people who look at Joe Biden and say, not my president. With over 74 million people voting against him, the technically correct term is not our president.
Very true. You know what's funny is that when I talk to people who are frustrated with how this election went, the biggest point that people who are very, very politically in tune and then people who just follow it from a distance, that everyone has the same point, which is we're supposed to believe Joe Biden, who couldn't get more than a handful of people at an event where he was live in person, got more votes than Barack Obama. You'd really, if you believe that, I have a bridge I can sell you, and it's the Tappan Zee.
Nobody wants to play with a Charlie in the box because Charlie wants to put everyone in a box.
Charlie in a box. And no one wants to hear Charlie Baker singing. And unfortunately for us, you're going to hear it every hour on the hour because it's in the introduction.
Great! Charlie Baker calling. After studying the metrics, the folks in the community need to know that they can't put out milk and cookies for Santa. That counts as indoor dining.
Thank you, Charlie Parker. We've been saying that. Matt brought up that exact point. It's not wings, it's not nuts, it's not pretzels that are making him thirsty. It's cookies and milk, and it does not count as a meal. Damn it. I don't care if it's Kris Kringle. Put your mask on, sit behind the plexiglass, and socially distance yourself.
Hey, do I go to the Kennedy Center to get my COVID vaccination?
Well, they just got $40 million, so they should be doing something there. Besides, you know, just spreading their own wealth around.
I finally had my fill of Lindsey Graham, a rhino polished in the art of flim flam. He makes you think he's on the brink of burying the left, but it's all a scam.
I completely agree. Lindsey Graham is part of the group of Republicans who I think really enjoy grandstanding and really enjoy, you know, puffing out their chests, but they never actually get much done. And it's harsh, but it's true. There's a lot of Republicans who are more than happy for things to go back to how they used to be before Donald Trump came into office. They're more than happy to just have gridlock and nothing happening and be able to look at all of us and say, I would really do something, but my hands are tied.
We wish you a scary Christmas. We wish you a scary Christmas. We wish you a scary Christmas and a CCP New Year.
I plan on having a very merry Christmas, not a scary Christmas, but thank you.
I'm dreaming of a wet Christmas, just like that girl named Mary Jo.
Senator Kennedy, thank you for stopping by, but I think it's time to say goodnight.
I just wanted you to know that I will be one of those people doing the curly shuffle come January the 4th. And I wish you the best of luck on this, Grace. So that's it. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you so much. That is so nice. Yes, January 4th is the Grace Curly Show. And Jared is my producer. We're going to be on RKO. We're also going to be on a lot of Binny stations, including WEMJ. We are so excited. It's from 12 to 3. If you liked this week, It's very similar to what we're going to do. We're going to pack it full of good guests and a lot of good content, and we're going to talk to everyone who's out there and wants to chat. It's going to be really fun.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's my last Chump Line before the Christmas break. And I'm a little sad. It was fun hosting the Chump Line. It's brought to you, as always, by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, simply sending our best wishes for a happy and healthy Christmas to all the members of the Howie Carr Nation. And may the spirit of the season remain with you throughout 2021. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have yourself a COVID-19 Christmas. It is plain to see. Charlie Baker has wrecked the mass economy.
beautifully done. And these Christmas jingles have been amazing, guys. The Chump Line this week has been chef's kiss. Awesome job. I'm Grace Curley. I'm filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Santa baby, welcome back, everyone. Under the tree, you know what my biggest issue with Christmas is? It's not an issue with Christmas. It's an issue with myself, dear Brutus. I never start listening to Christmas music until like the day before Christmas, and then I realize how many songs I really love, the old school classic Christmas songs. And by the time I tell myself, oh, that's such a good song, I'm going to listen to that again, Christmas has passed, and you cannot be the person listening to Christmas music the day after. That's bizarre.
I'm just holding out for all the Fauci Day carols.
Oh, geez, Louise. Yeah, you're right. Those will probably be real, real foot tappers, things you want to dance to. Guys, this is the Howie Carr Show. I'm not Howie Carr, which you've probably figured out by now. I am Grace Curley, Howie's executive producer, filling in for the captain on this beautiful Christmas Eve. And I have to do the poll question first before we get to more news. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. With your lease or purchase, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of national charities. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Jared Diglio is on the board. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What's the best Christmas movie? A Christmas Carol, It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the animated one, A Christmas Story, Die Hard, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, or Elf?
Okay, so bar none, it's Home Alone is number one. It's such a good Christmas movie. There's so many parts of it that are just, you know, stay in your mind forever. The guy with the shovel and him going to the store and asking if the toothbrush is FDA or dentist approved, whatever it is. Great movie. Home Alone's number one. I will say, I do love the animated Grinch, and I like to watch that once a year. I'm not a huge fan of the Jim Carrey one, the new version, but the animated one is awesome. My dad loves It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Carol, so we end up watching those a lot. Not a big Elf girl myself. These are all things we can debate in the 6 o'clock hour, guys. But Jared, let me know, what are the results?
In the lead right now, It's a Wonderful Life at 22%. A Christmas Carol right behind at 21%. So your dad's onto something. Third place at 15% is A Christmas Story. Die Hard and Miracle on 34th Street are tied at 10%. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is at 11%. Home Alone hanging on that six number. And Elf is only at 3%. Oh, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas at 2.
Oh my gosh. I think these are a little wacky. It's a Wonderful Life is good, but you got to get through a lot of sad stuff before it gets to the good part. What's the guy's name? George Bailey?
Yes, George Bailey.
He goes through it. I mean, he has like...
That's the point.
He has 2020 in one day. It's like 24 hours of the year 2020. I know, but you know what the other thing is? And I'm not, I know he's phenomenal. Who's the?
Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart. Awesome. Love him. I'm not going to say anything bad about him. I know my audience. I know you guys are going to get upset. The old timey voice thing does.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on now. What do you mean?
Zuzu. Where's my Zuzu?
It wears on me a little bit. By the time it ends, I'm like, oh, thank God. Anyway, guys, we have a lot to get to. What I want to talk about right now is we talk about moving the goalposts. And I'm going to play you two different cuts. One is a local cut from our governor, Charlie Baker, or as Joe Biden likes to call him, Charlie Parker. And another one is from a clip from MSNBC, Dr. William Hasseltine. And let's first play Baker's. And I want to see if you guys notice that the scheduling is off. The left wing has, and I am considering Charlie Baker part of the left wing. Their goalpost moving now seems to be different. Some people are going too far, too fast, and some people are keeping it too close to home. So let's play cut 18.
And that's why I think we all understand why people are sort of thirsty for something that looks like what we all used to know. And I do believe that as the flywheel and the vaccines really starts to crank, we will get to that point. But that point is still, you know, months away, and it's going to be important for people to recognize and understand that.
So months away, that's what Charlie Baker is telling us. People are thirsty for normal, and it's months away. Now, let's go to Dr. Hasseltine. I'm not sure which.
It doesn't matter. They drag out so many doctors, you can't even keep track anymore.
Okay, so what does he think of our scheduling? What does it look like for him on MSNBC? This is cut 5.
These strains that are emerging are very troubling. We don't have the full picture, but I believe because we haven't looked in the United States, we haven't found. But you'll see, I think, in the next few weeks that we have our own homegrown strains, and we have to start thinking about adjusting the vaccines. So this is probably going to be much more like a decades-long battle that we have with the flu than a once-and-done battle that we've had with polio.
Hasseltine, no. No. Decades? Decade? On Christmas Eve? How dare you? Greta, can I get a backup? How dare you, please? Greta, my girl.
How dare you?
Thank you. But really, I mean, I'm joking around right now, but for people who are counting, they're not just thirsty for the normal, like Charlie Baker said. They're dying for the normal. I mean, people's businesses are dying. This idea that we're going to keep this fear-mongering going for a decade, it's ridiculous. It needs to stop. People criticized Trump so much when he was hopeful at the beginning of this, when he said it's going to go away. And maybe he was naive. He's not a doctor. But he was giving people hope, and he was looking at the bright side. And I have to tell you, I know a lot of people who are pessimists, and I know a lot of people who find the silver lining. Whenever I'm feeling down, I call the people who find the silver lining. And are they right all the time? No, but I'd rather live my life thinking that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, especially right now. And for people who, suicide rates right now, depression, everything is skyrocketing. And this idea that on MSNBC and CNN, these people who have not missed a paycheck think it's okay to get out there and first say, oh, it's going to last months, and then it's going to last years, and then it's going to last decades. It's got to stop, because it's harming a lot of people psychologically. Guys, when we get back, we have Police Blotter Facts Friday and so much more news. Do not turn that dial. My name is Grace Curley. I'm filling in for the one and only Howie Carr. I've got Jared Diglio on the board. We have so much to get to. These police blotters, there's something about the Christmas season. People get wild. We have a naked man in the news and a lot of other craziness out of Florida. Do not turn that dial. And at 6 o'clock, we're doing best Christmas movies. I'm Grace Curley. I'm filling in for Howie. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know what I'm thinking to myself? They're saying that Mayor Marty Walsh is being floated for Labor Secretary for Joe Biden. He's a white Irish guy from Boston. How is that going to go over with the squad?
Joe Biden's an Irish guy, too.
Yeah, but I thought Joe Biden was going to pick a diverse, mostly female cabinet. And now he's going to pick Marty Walsh. Get me wrong. Marty, the more power to you, man, if you get picked to be part of that train wreck. But I don't know. Anyway, guys, we have a very special announcement. Even though it's Thursday, we're making an exception and we're doing Police Blotter Facts Friday on a Thursday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
You know how Police Blotter Facts Friday works. Every week, Howie usually asks you to send in your craziest stories. They can be stories from the police log. Some places call it the police blotter. They can even be standalone stories. I don't know if you guys knew that, but that is also something we allow. And you can fax them in. We still have a fax machine, 857-284-8864. Yesterday was Festivus, and we actually were going over grievances, and someone texted in and said, my grievance is that you guys still call it Police Blotter Fax Friday, even though no one has sent a fax in the last 10 years. But we always say the fax number, so we're still allowed to call it that.
It's a complete and total lie. No one has sent a fax in the last 20 years.
Yeah, thank you, Jared. So, guys, this is how it works. I read the runners up. The two winners, the entries I consider the absolute best, will get a copy of Howie's awesome book, What Really Happened. It's all about how Donald Trump won the 2016 election. Jared, are you ready for the runners up?
Ready.
Florida man robs bank to pay for girlfriend's new tires.
That's dedication right there. That's just a guy trying to get something done for his girl.
It's romance.
It is.
It's romance in 2020. Florida man Glenn Michael Aiken is accused of robbing a bank in Fort Myers last week. Aiken reportedly walked into the Midwest One Bank and said, "This is a robber," before making off with $960. He probably meant this is a robbery. But he said this is a robber. Detectives later matched cash paid for car services at a local tire shop to that stolen from the bank. And they realized that he was getting these tires for his girlfriend's car. Chivalry is not dead, everyone. Man, oh, so this was a story I wanted to read last week. And then at the last minute, I got a better winner. So I bumped it. But it's an interesting story. Man chases people with chainsaw at Westbrook McDonald's. This is Westbrook, Maine. There's a few elements of the story I want to go over. Police determined that the suspect, identified as 26-year-old Alice Sweet of Portland, entered McDonald's around 3:30 p.m. That's right around Grace's news. Not to make this about me. On Tuesday, with a chainsaw, Sweet went behind the counter and took some bacon and a soft drink, according to the police. The suspect revved the chainsaw, which had its chain attached, at the workers. A manager confronted Sweet in the parking lot. This is where I get confused. Where Sweet chased the manager while wielding the chainsaw. Sweet also used the chainsaw to damage two vehicles in the parking lot. Witnessing the scene in the parking lot, a bystander hit Sweet with his truck, knocking him down. He was then evaluated at the Maine Medical Center. My question is, if someone comes into the McDonald's, I just want to give this manager credit because he went above and beyond the call of duty. The guy comes in with a chainsaw. He steals your bacon. He drinks your soda. Doesn't say which kind. And then he goes into the parking lot with the chainsaw and you go out there to confront him?
That's high end brand loyalty right there. I mean, that is a good boss.
I think I would stay inside and say maybe the police will handle this one. Maybe the customer service ends when he revved it the first time. Wow. Craziness. Roommates disagree about conversational volume. One charged for striking the other. 36-year-old Romay Tabet was charged with domestic assault after he reportedly told his roommate he was being too loud, then hit him in the chest twice and scratched his arm. Metro Nashville police officers responded to the reports of a domestic assault. When officers arrived, they spoke with Youssef Samour. Youssef stated he was in an altercation with his roommate. He claimed he was speaking to his friend when Romani exited his room and told them they were too loud. He said they were just talking, which caused a verbal disagreement between the two and then led to the hitting and also scratching that left some visible marks.
I'm guessing there was that this wasn't necessarily about the volume. I think there was some tension between these roommates, and this just kind of brought it to a head.
So you're saying if someone said to you, hey, Jared, use your inside voice, you wouldn't immediately go to violence?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, it does seem like an overreaction on the part of one of those roommates.
But just scratching? Scratching.
Yeah, scratching's more common than you think. I mean, I do these once a week, and you'd be surprised. People like to scratch. Connecticut woman busted with scores of neglected animals, including blind owl. A Connecticut woman had been arrested on animal cruelty charges after authorities seized almost three dozen neglected animals, which is really sad, including a blind owl. Donna Scirocco turned herself in last Tuesday on a warrant, charging her with six counts of animal cruelty. Neighbors had called the cops about the smell coming from her home and rats in the neighborhood. Authorities found 26 cats, a half dozen dogs, two squirrels in a cage, a blind owl, and two large rats, some of which were in critical condition. They also found two dead cats and a dead woodchuck.
Grace, what were all of the animals' names?
You know what? Normally, I would be that generous, but I'll give you...
Just take the owl. Yeah. What was the blind owl's name?
Who knows? the craziest part of this, and not making light at all of these... I hate to see animals being treated badly, but it's mostly because of the mugshot, because she's got these owl eyes in the mugshot that just make it...
So she's got owl eyes, and there's a blind owl?
Yeah. So I had to read it. But hopefully all those animals would be okay. Drug dealer claimed he gave out free meth. A Pennsylvania man charged with narcotics distribution claimed to police that he did not sell methamphetamine, but instead gave it away for free to those who came to a storage unit and asked for the drug. He was a generous meth dealer.
I mean, yeah, I get distribution, but I mean, if you're just kind of giving it out, it's like a lemonade stand.
At a certain point, you have to learn how to run the business. I mean, this is not... Your profit margin's way off. You're just giving it away for free.
Was he storing anything at the storage facility, though, or was this trespassing?
Mark Hiles was arrested Saturday for allegedly selling drugs from a storage unit several blocks from his home. Hiles, free on $50,000 bond, faces a pair of felony drug charges. Hiles and Tyler Bartley were collared after investigators found them inside Hiles' storage unit, which appeared, he appeared to be using as a residence, which is, if you've ever rented a storage unit, that is like their number one no-no. They know you're going to get in there, see how roomy it is, and try to set up a bed. We got a storage unit one time, and it was after my family moved out of our house, and it was so big, and I was like, wow, someone could live in here, and then my mom said, no, they couldn't. Look at the sign. Massive sign. Do not try to sleep in this storage unit. During questioning, Bartley reportedly admitted that he worked as a middleman setting up drug transactions. Bartley told cops that he would exchange money for drugs at the storage unit, adding that a large amount of methamphetamine was to be in the storage unit. When police searched Hiles, they recovered baggies containing meth, bath salts, marijuana, and three glass pipes with residue. He was asked about the foot traffic to and from the storage unit, and he explained that his friends stopped by to see him because they know he has methamphetamine. The defendant denied selling it, and he stated he would give it away to users for free when they asked. I don't know if
modern day Robin Hood.
Yeah, I don't really know if they're your friends. They seem like, you know, they might be using you for convenience. Shock as stark naked man brazenly walks through the Los Angeles airport. Won't nobody help a naked man. Won't nobody help a naked man. So there doesn't really appear to be police involved in this, which technically does not make it a police blotter facts Friday, but it's police blotter before Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. And I was like, we need to play the naked man song. So I found this story, and it's really just as simple as that. This dude was strolling to the airport naked, head to toe, and someone got a video of it. Florida man arrested for tossing golf clubs at other drivers before punching trooper. This is out of Tampa. A man was arrested after he allegedly tossed golf clubs from his van at other cars, then assaulted a trooper who ended up having to use a stun gun, otherwise known as a
taser. Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me!
That one felt longer today. I don't know why. I didn't realize you said ow that much at the end. So the dash cam showed that the white van was just chucking out golf clubs. And I really, once again, I wanted to play the taser sound. So that story got in. But our two winners, guys, are coming up and they're great. You do not want to miss them. They involve a dog and a collection. I'm going to decide during the commercial break what to call this collection. But guys, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Joe Piantedosi is the nicest guy, and even better is that his bread is the bomb. So make sure you check it out. We will be back on the other side with the winners. Don't go anywhere. My name is Grace Curley, and I'm filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
He regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by two.
Two by Paul, Silas.
One by the little bitty baby.
Born in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee three by three.
Three by the Hebrew children.
Two by Paul and Silas.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. This is Grace Curley. I'm filling in for Howie Carr. And we have tons of news to get to. The first one, these are our winners, okay, guys? So these are the winners that you need to hear because they're crazy. Parents must pay son for purge of porn collection. If you have your son living in your basement and you think it's bad, this will make you feel better. A Michigan couple will have to pay their 42-year-old son back for destroying his massive porn stash, a federal judge ruled in case that included the filing of a 43-page inventory of the man's collection.
43 pages?
Judge Paul Maloney granted a summary judgment in favor of David Working, who doesn't seem like he spends a lot of time working, who last year sued his parents, Paul and Beth, both of whom are 68. After divorcing his wife, Working moved in with his parents in late 2016, bringing with him his large collection. But after tensions between David and his parents were running high, he moved to Indiana, leaving his collection in his parents' home. The Working subsequently tossed their son's belongings, prompting him to file a destruction of property claim with the police. The mom claims she told him specifically, do not come into this house and bring all of that stuff with you. And he did anyway. But the judge is holding them accountable. The son won.
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
I don't even think the mom would say that now. She's probably like, he's a sick, sick puppy. Speaking of puppies, my next winner of Police Blotter Facts Friday, woman blames pooch for car crash into ditch.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
I just have to say, 2020 has been hard on us humans, but dogs have been getting thrown under the bus quite a lot. Joe Biden's dog, his German Shepherd Major, was the reason for his broken foot. That is not right to blame your dog for that.
They're just a human being.
You pulled your dog's tail and then you broke your foot. Okay? Let's not pretend that it's the dog's fault. You're not supposed to pull the dog's tail. Now, this lady is blaming her dog because she was drunk driving. An inebriated Canadian woman drove into a ditch and had a far-fetched excuse for the police. The dog was driving. The 58-year-old motorist and her pooch on December 1st, after receiving a report that someone had driven into a ditch, the police found them. The woman told police that it was her dog who was driving at the time, and they suspected the woman had been drinking.
Yeah, I wonder what tipped them off.
I mean, when they blame the kids for driving, that's one thing. Like, remember a couple months ago, we had that kid who was driving his grandma around?
Oh, yeah.
And she threw him under the bus. She was like, no, he wanted to drive or something like that. But the dog? I mean, that is just insane. Anyway, guys, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. You can get their bread everywhere, like local markets. It is so delicious. Please make sure you check it out. I really recommend the sub rolls. They're amazing. And when we get back, Jared, you know what we're going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about?
Joe Biden is very, very upset.
No.
That Twitter has decided they're going to take the POTUS Twitter handle and they're going to delete all the followers. And they're going to make Joe Biden start from scratch. Okay? They know he can't get that many followers unless they steal them for him. So, Joe's a little mad. He thought he was going to get the transfer of the followers. And he was going to keep all of Trump's people. But I kind of understand Twitter's point of view because you may have followed POTUS to follow POTUS. You didn't necessarily follow POTUS to follow Joe Biden.
Yeah, and it's not like Trump is going to use bots on Twitter to spy on Joe Biden.
Right.
Allegedly.
So, guys, we'll talk about that when we get back. We'll talk about a little bit of Biden news beyond Joe Biden. I'm talking Hunter Biden. But also, guys, I want you to call in 844-500-4242. I know I have not taken a lot of calls this show. We just had so many guests and so much news to get to. But we are going to take calls about your favorite Christmas movie. You have to have your points. You have to have a good debate because people get fierce about their favorite movies. And we're not taking any prisoners. I'm Grace Curley. I'm filling in for Howie Carr. And this is the Howie Carr Show.